Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Noise Pollution. And deepest sincerities to anyone that's mad that we paused Mr. Brightside to start this. I'm sorry, we didn't realize it was that long. We're just playing random music.
You know you're going to hear it every time you go to the bar anyways. So.
True, exactly. Exactly.
You really don't need to go out and listen to that song on your own at this point.
Starting the show. Yes, welcome back to Noise Pollution. I'm Anna.
And I'm Cole.
And we're back yet again for another episode. This week we actually have a decent amount of like more known music, more so than I would say the past 2 weeks. We are throwing in some new Arkells, which is going to be dope. Tokyo Police Club, which are just obviously two favorites. Colorado Tons. I think we've played those pretty consistently.
Yeah, we've played Arkells every week, and we've somehow already played Leather Jacket twice.
Yeah.
I don't know how we managed to miss
that. What are you going to say? I'm also still mad that we had to pause Mr. Brightside. I feel pretty bad about that one.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, that playlist, I wouldn't want to pause it in between any of the songs.
Yeah, I know.
So I have a playlist called Ferda on Spotify. Entirely my music. I think I made it in 2016, and it's just everything.
Yeah, I made one of those playlists in high school, too.
Yeah.
And then I got inspired to make another one recently.
Oh, yeah.
After stumbling across that.
So it's just going to be one of those nights, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully we, unlike last time, we had to pause a couple songs just to finish off and didn't get to play everything we wanted to, but hopefully this time we've planned it a little bit better.
And we don't have Leo to get sidetracked.
Yes, we don't have an extra throw a wrench into all our plans, except... Yeah.
He does that with every plan, let's be honest.
Like a low-key mess. We don't have any plans. So up first right now, we're going to be playing The Cold Wind by Greta Van Fleet, followed by Black and Blue by The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. All right, listening on Noise Pollution. Okay, so that was Greta Van Fleet, a.k.a. basically Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they literally just sound like Led Zeppelin, and
which
it's
is sick.
Pretty awesome.
Which is sick, because again, Canadian. Do you know where they're from?
They're from Toronto.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Tight.
And they're playing in Toronto fairly soon. They're playing at RBC Echo Beach. I believe they are playing there in March.
Oh, that's sick.
This new album just dropped the same day the New York Hells album dropped, last Friday.
Ooh.
So that was a good day for me, not gonna lie.
You didn't get a lot done on that day.
Actually, I did get a good amount of stuff done that day because I listen to music like when I'm doing everything. When I'm walking to and from places,
studying.
You gotta
like focus on the music, like you gotta sit down and like be in it.
But like I zone out of my walk and my walk doesn't exist and I'm just focusing on the music when I'm walking somewhere.
So you just had a lot of walking to do on that day.
Well, actually, I was hobbling because I was on crutches.
Right, so it took longer anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It took me like half an hour to get the last week.
Yeah, so the first song we just heard again was Greta Van Fleet, reminiscent of the Led Zeppelin. And then the next one was The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. We should have saved that one for next week, Halloween.
That would be pretty cool.
I mean, I'm sure they have more than one song.
Yeah. This is Greta Van Fleet's second album, by the way, and it's called The Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely an album name. That is, I guess, yeah. Anything about the Harpoonist? Also, I don't know. I haven't listened to this playlist yet. Cole made the playlist this week, so I'm just going to... What you got? What you got on Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer?
Honestly, I never researched them too much. I only started listening to them because post-Dirty Nail concert at Christmas last year at the Kashba, which is... a super cool venue off of Queen Street in Hamilton.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you see any show there.
Okay.
It is a really sweet place. And beers are actually decently priced for a venue. And
I ended up just seeing
their flyer put up. And Isaac had mentioned that Aiden really liked them. So I just started listening to them. I thought they were sweet.
That sounds dope. Yeah. That was a dope song. I really liked it, actually. It was pretty cool. The cover right here is also pretty dope.
Yeah.
Which is, I just think is awesome. Yeah. It was a good band to start off on. I've heard of both of the bands. I don't think I've heard of these songs.
Well, Greta Van Fleet album just came out, so obviously you wouldn't have heard about it. And
I've been very focused on the Echoes.
Yeah, I listened to that album six times already.
Yeah. Anything else? Or do you want to go on to the next songs?
I think we can go on to the next songs.
Yeah, all right. We'll just speed through these ones here. Just... minimal things to talk about. Just here for the music right now. Honestly, I think that's the whole reason we're actually doing this. So
yeah, this is just
no surprises
this
there.
This is a longer playlist this week too. So
yeah, for the most part. All right. So up next, first we have The Arousal of Repair by the Flatliners for you guys. Then Mr. Someone Else by the Dudes, followed by, ooh, Edgy by Tokyo Police Club, which is going to be dope. Nervous, I crashed in to oncoming traffic when it's phasing time out. So there we just had, again, Flatliners, Arousal of Repair up first, followed by The Dudes by Mr. Someone Else, and last just heard right now, Tokyo Police Club with Edgy. I love Tokyo Police Club.
Yeah, I think Edgy is my favorite song on their new album.
I love Tokyo Police Club. I think they're great. I love their whole, like, and I kind of made an idiot of myself back at Oompalooza. Again, we're mentioning that for probably the fourth week in a row when, like, Girlfriend Material came on. And I was like, oh, you know, they kind of have, like, that Tokyo Police Club sound and, like, their lyrics are more this. And literally was like, no, it is Tokyo Police Club. Like, it's basically Tokyo
Police Club. Yeah, it's Tokyo but, like, Police such Club an idiot. And Colorado.
I was actually like, wow, okay, I'm stupid. Tight.
Yeah.
But no, I think they're dope. Again, I saw them for free in Toronto. Like, I think it was grade 10, which was awesome. Yeah, just overall sick. The other songs I've also really liked. I don't think I've, again, specifically heard either of them, but I've heard of the bands, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's tight. And yeah, we're going to preemptively talk about our gals
for
a solid couple of minutes here. Because up, the first song that we're playing in our next grouping is Eyes on the Prize from Rally Cry.
And that is also my favorite song in Rally Cry.
Is it? I can't, like, pick it out in my head. Like, obviously, I've listened to it on repeat, but I can't, like, pick it out in my head right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty partial to, like, only for a moment, just because I heard that first, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I listened to that on repeat for so many days, because, like, I think that came up before,
yeah.
Or, like, the video for that came up before a lot of
Only for a Moment was the third single that was released.
Okay.
It was People's Champ, then Relentless,
Champ,
then
yeah.
Only for a Moment,
yeah.
Then American Screams.
Yeah. So I think I'm, like, just more partial to that song, just because I listened to it. Like, over and over and over again. Yeah, exactly.
Not part of the album.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really excited about Hand-Me-Downs.
I do really like Hand-Me-Downs. I think that one's dope.
That's Keegan's favorite.
It is. Oh. I like Hand-Me-Downs. American Screams, actually, and they have, like, a lyric video for that they're kind of all in, and it's a billboard.
Yeah.
It has, like, Haunted by American Screams, call toll-free, and there's a number. And if you call the number, I don't know if it's still up, but if you call the number, it plays the whole song, and then you can leave a message.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty dope. I didn't leave a message, but my friend did.
Because
I was like, yeah, it's toll-free, but these are minutes. It's a lot of minutes to listen to, like, a four-minute song.
That's fair. I need to start using Wi-Fi to call home more, because I keep forgetting I can do that.
Yeah. True.
So I use up too many of my minutes calling home.
That's valid. I also just bought tickets for our Kells.
I haven't bought them yet, but I intend on doing it. I was going to buy general admission tickets.
I jumped on that Spotify the Spotify presale.
So friends from home that are listening right now, text me if you want to go see the Arkells in Kitchener in February with me.
It's on Valentine's Day. That'd be really cute. You guys can, like, all hold hands.
Yeah.
And go for dinner beforehand.
Isaac, let's go on a date to the Arkells concert, please. Grow your hair out more, though.
Oh my god, that's so rude. I'm not gonna date you unless you grow your hair out. Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun. Honestly, like, I bought tickets because I had, like, this, I think Spotify sent out the email for, like, people that either, like, favorited the band or, I don't know, some kind of, like, if you, like, favorite the band or, like, listen to them or something, Spotify sent you, like, a code, so it's, like, Relentless in all capital letters.
Well, I think
and I went to go, sorry. And I was gonna get it. Yeah, cool, wait.
Sorry.
I was gonna buy tickets for Toronto, obviously, because I'm from Toronto when it's on the Saturday, but I don't know. I think, well, I mean, the last two times I saw them was in Toronto, which was lit, but it was, like, Molson Canadian Amphitheater, which is just chill generally, and then, like, the Rally in Hamilton, which was insane, and they packed that, and there I was pretty much in seats. Like, I bought seat tickets and whatnot, so that was fine, but it's one of those concerts where, like, GA is always the way to go, but I'm so short that I just get elbowed in the head no matter what.
See, I'm fairly short, too, but I just start bodying people when they do that.
But you have a way bigger head than I do.
Yeah.
So.
Bigger target.
True, but also just, like, bigger. I mean, like, you're also hobbling around, so.
Well, like, I hopefully won't be hobbling then.
I mean, like, the only GA that I think I've been into that's been fine is the first time that I saw Arkells, which was a week in first year. And actually, we were just talking about it at Oompalooza, because it's such a small crowd, but, like, it was at the point of the night where I was drinking with enough of your friends that, like, I was just with them, and it was fine. And then, are you getting text messages saying that they want to come to our Kells?
Read Germano's text out loud.
I'll go if you give me a Valentine's Day kiss. That's cute.
No, Germano, I will not.
Okay, well, then he's not gonna go, so you just screwed yourself over there.
Actually, you know what? Come, and then we'll see what happens in the end of the night.
Oh my goodness. Okay, going back. So GA, there are perks to like both.
They are a lot of fun for GA.
I love GA. I love GA and I'd love to do it a lot more. It's just like, I'm not a huge fan of crowds. And again, I'm just a small person.
Yeah, see, I really regretted getting seats when I saw them at COPS.
True.
And I saw how much fun everyone in GA was having. And I'm like, okay, next time I have to get GA.
See, but then the other option is, like, I got seats at the rally, and it was so, like, me and my best friend Allie went, and she's at law school in England right now. She's going to see them in Brighton, which is where she's at school, and I think she has her towel from the rally, because they handed out, like, towels around. Mm-hmm. Like, Budweiser Stadium, they handed out, like, light-up beer glasses.
Yeah.
And she's super excited for that, but, like, we got seats, and we knew all the words to all the songs. The five guys behind us knew all the words to all the songs. People directly beside us on the other side were just, everyone was standing up. Everyone was having a lit time. Everyone knew all the words. There was, like, a huge mix. There was, like, college and high school guys behind us. There was a middle-aged couple beside us. In front of us, like, for the two, there was, like, a young couple, like, mid-20s. And then there was four, like, older, like, 40-year-old women, in, like, beside them. So, like, our whole box. Also, the bench brewery, like, craft beer sale thing was, like, directly outside of our entrance, which was lit. It was just amazing. It was actually so good. And, like, we all knew the songs. We were all going for it. We were all going hard. Like, a couple of people around me actually knew all the words to, like, Cold War Kids songs, which I love them, and no one else knew any of the words. So, like, GA was, like, not lit for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited for it. So, yeah, I got seat tickets just because, like, A, they were cheaper.
Yeah.
And B, like, it's winter. I want to put my coat down. I want to get some beers.
I just want to have the wild experience in GA again.
That's true.
And I feel because it's in Kitchener. Probably will.
Okay, cool.
It's on a Thursday night, so we probably will.
Tight.
But my thinking is, since it's in Kitchener, it'll be a very young and active crowd.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So general admission will be a heck of a lot of fun.
True. But then accompanied to that, I bought two tickets originally with the Spotify code, and I called my mom being like, hey, I just used your credit card to buy our Kells tickets, and she's like, oh, awesome, so we're all going? And I'm like, no, I have two tickets. And she's like, you asshole, why don't you buy tickets for me and your dad? I'm like, all right, sorry, I'll get back on there and I'll do that. So I'm also gonna be with my parents. They're probably gonna drive home after, obviously, but like,
I remember
they're not gonna go sit in GA. Like, I'm sure Paul would love to rage in GA, but he's tall enough to see everything. But Allison is also quite short.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be able to see anything anyway. Every single time I've been in GA in, like, regular venues, though, not, like, Owen Palooza or, like, any other, like, Owen Palooza, basically just, like, open area concerts, yeah. It's just been, like, I've had people, like, Richie's height directly in front of me, so, like, 6'7".
Yeah, Richie's the very long person that is a ski club exec with Anna and I.
He's a long-ass bitch.
I don't know how he can ski properly. He seems too tall to ski.
He's very lanky. Like, I don't understand. He's definitely not listening. He's busy at the moment.
Yeah.
All right.
I have one thing to add for the Kells too.
Go for it.
One day, one of my dad's childhood friends was over, and we were having a casual conversation in the kitchen. Yeah. Our Kells came up, and his friend all of a sudden says to him, hey, Sammy, do you know whose kid is in that band? Billy Dyka. It's like, wait, really? Yeah, his son Nick is, I think, playing bass for them.
That's insane, dude.
And apparently my dad and Nick's dad used to walk home from school every day together.
That's insane. Ew, so part of the Arkells comes from, wait, your dad's
Hamilton.
Not from, oh, Hamilton, good. I thought you were going to say Welland. I was going to be like,
part of the Dirty Nelson Welland, the drummer.
Tight. Also, just a fun fact for anyone of Cole's friends that are listening. We recently just hired another kid named Cole on Ski Exec.
From Niagara.
He's from Niagara, but we just hired him for Ski Exec.
Yeah.
But instead of having two Coles, we're just going to call this Cole Welly.
Yeah. Well, everyone called me Welland the entire ski trip
DJ
last
Welly?
Year.
DJ Welly? That be your new name?
DJ Welly?
Okay, DJ Welly is actually pretty sick.
That's going to be my new DJ name.
Okay, that's actually pretty sick.
From now on, at the beginning of every show, I'm introducing myself as DJ Welly.
Are we also going to drink OVs next time so that we can kick off the start of November?
You can't spell November without OV.
And with that, upcoming right now, we have Eyes on the Prize by Arkells, followed by Kiss Yourself Goodbye by The Tons, and, ooh, pulling up the rear here, we got a strong lineup, Eloise by Colorado.
I love Eloise.
Oh my goodness, yeah, you guys are in for a treat. All right. Reach out, it could be better than a fantasy.
I keep my eyes on the prize, baby. Okay, no, keeping that low key.
All right. Unexpected text messages from friends are always great. Cool. You got to keep yourself together there, buddy. All right.
You've seen me in the past week. Am I together?
So you just heard Eyes on the Prize by Arkells, Kiss Yourself Goodbye by The Tons, followed by Eloise by Colorado.
Eloise is a pretty cool song.
We've gotten a lot of people excited by Eloise, apparently.
Apparently.
I remember a fair amount from Owen Palooza, but like I said, Eloise is like the one like vividly clear memory that I have.
I think you bring Owen Palooza up more than me at this point.
I do, because it was super cool. And you've been to more of them than I have. I've only been to one. One and only.
And the last one.
Like, that's why I said the one and only.
Eloise is really cool, though, because I remember hearing it way before it came out on the album.
Tight.
Because I saw them at the Sanctuary during first year,
mm-hmm.
and Menno had told the story about how he forgot to get his little cousin
niece?
A birthday gift. No, little cousin.
It's cousin?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was
a
niece.
Birthday gift for her first birthday, and his mother got mad at him. So he wrote her a song. And speaking of birthdays, happy belated birthday, Isaac. His birthday was yesterday, and he's been my best friend for the past, like, 16 plus years.
I think you've brought up Isaac in every show.
Like, when do I not bring him up, though?
Also, all right, yeah. Keep going, though.
Well, he's texting us right now, too, so.
Everyone's texting us right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, also, his birthday is a day before your...
Yeah, I got that, like, Snapchat filter where it shows that it's my half birthday, apparently. I don't know why they do that, but I guess we're about 6 months apart then.
Pretty much, almost exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. All right. If I needed to be even more convinced that you guys are dating, it's that.
Like, there's so many weird connections between us.
Both of you in general are just like...
On the same day when I'm in Waterloo and he was in Welland, we had texted each other about us watching Dazed and Confused for the first time at almost the same time on the same day. Completely independent.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are basically dating.
Or, like, basically twins.
That's also valid.
Yeah. When Isaac wears his little junior shirt with the gay pride flag on it and he doesn't think of it, people think we're dating.
Also valid. All right, so we got some punk music coming up next, apparently. Yeah. Cole threw this on here.
Little Junior is coming up next, followed by Pup and Pew Pew Pew. You hear Denial, Can't Win, then Mid-20s Skateboarder.
So we're going to play those three songs. And I think that might be all we have time for right now. We got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the Arkells.
We
did. Trying to threw us off.
We really did. All right, so the last three songs, apparently, I guess we'll save. We had up last The Dirty Nail, The Sheepdogs, and The Beaches, but we'll save those potentially for next week, potentially for another week.
Isaac just texted me, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness was released on October 23rd, 1995. Isaac loves that album and the Smashing Pumpkins so much.
That's sick. Tight.
All right.
So the next three songs we have coming up right now are Denial by Little Junior, followed by Can't Win by Pup, and Mid-20s Skateboarder by Pew Pew Pew. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for, but those are still three great songs.
Yeah, we'll put the stuff we meant to play this week on next week because we did talk.
Those will be the first couple songs. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. And for those who've tuned in consistently, thank you. I don't know why. I don't know how. We're getting there.
I think we're somewhat entertaining.
I think. We'll see. Yeah. But remember, rock and roll ain't noise pollution. See you guys next week.